Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
Love. Me or Chanel, I better back. Got happy like she was Pharrell. Can try to lock her down, but she gon' rebel. Like cuffin' season over, she out on bail. And what's the first thing she do once she out of jail? Get a real nigga like me on a cell. I'm like, pass through, bring your girlfriend with the through. Lie to him if you had to when he asked you. Crunch time, play a better passer for you choke. Bad bitch ain't cheap, better passer if you broke. I'm a poet if she drink, I'm a passer if she smoke. Don't be tripping about the. Don't be asking about the folks, you just passing through the city and the pass can be revoked. Don't get your car wet and the passenger be soaked. Young OG, I be on a low G. He be in your comments, heart face emoji. Oh no, that's a no-no if you don't know. Just between us, babe, not even Bono. Made a movie with your chick Pono. Then a song came through the Sonos. Who do you love?
I'm the one with the plug. I'm the one who got homies that be selling drugs. I'm the one on the back street with the fat heat. Better run like athletes. I'm that new. I'm Bank of America account, got six figures. I'm that nigga on the block. Police pull up. I'm tryna stash the Glock. You had all of love.
Ladies, this is home. From Miami to the Bay.
From the east to the west side, get it, girl, that's right, let's ride.
I beat the
she ain't got to tell me she want it, she know I know that she with it. She moan and groan when I get it, she told me, lick it, I did it. Sexy, dang, enough to make her go crazy, man, do crazy. Then we get to talking and touching, we get to licking and sticking. Now you know what we doing when you're around and we miss it. We go through perfect positions, we get it popping. I listen too much pleasure, the magic, she got the power. That beat be make her want to get to me in a major way. Check, pop, jump, shut it. Fade away, I mean, fade away. I be on that elite shoot, that HBK heartbreak.
I think she want it, I really, really need it. Take your girl down, cause I know she really need it. Yeah, I get her. Has he ever been nasty to me? That she gonna tell all her friends, I'm like, okay. Hey, try this. Guaranteed, turn square to a bipedal. You ain't down, I'm alive. I ain't got time for playing, I'm just saying. We out here trying to punch, we out here trying to punch. We out here trying to punch, we out here trying to punch. We out here trying to punch, we out here.
Bye.
dead when I'm walking down the street. I can dig rapping, but a rapper with a ghost rider. What the fuck happened?
Oh no!
I swore I wouldn't tell. But most of y'all share bars like you got the bottle bunk in a 2-man sale. Something's in the water. And if I got a brown nose for some gold, then I'd rather be a bum than a motherfucker.
Oh yeah.
Where you and I was walking. Now I run the game, got the whole world talking.
In New Orleans, baby, 906 Atlanta, your hip-hop informer, coming to you live inside the Social Lab. Hey, we call it Money Monday. That joint was dope right there. Hey, that was that West Coast mix on you. 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. Tonight, hey, we're talking about a law recently passed in Georgia, a religious freedom bill that may face the governor's veto. It has businesses along with the NFL weighing in. We'll talk about that and much, much more. Money Monday, the Social Lab team on the radio. Hey, thanks for rocking. Before we go any further, all the way live from Itty Bitty Plant City. She's hot. She's chocolate. She up in here. What up? What it do?
I am both. I am all of that. What's going on, everybody? Happy, beautiful start to this week. Glad to be here.
Word. Yo, it's a burly spring day in Georgia. How about that? Burly spring. Something don't sound right about that. Something just don't sound right about that.
Mm-hmm.
All the way live from Charlotte. North Cackalack, give it up. Madam Burly Boston up in here. What up?
Well, boom, guess who stepped in the room? Good afternoon in the morning time.
What it do? What it
hey.
How are you? You all right?
Alive. Made it here.
Alive.
Yes.
Alive, you made it. I made it. We made it. Here we go. Let's go up the coast to the DMV.
We made it.
James.
Yes, the whole deal.
What it do?
Yo, what up? It was burly in Georgia. It sure enough was brick ass up here. I don't know what's going on, man. Like, yo, like
yeah, spring feel like September.
Said, yo, son. I mean, the nor'easter just blew through here over the weekend, so it didn't really snow or nothing like that. But it was like that cold rain, and none worse than cold rain. And then it had the nerve to be nice and clear today. The forecast said like 56. So you know, I get a margin of error. If it's 56, it's really going to feel like 60 probably, you know what I mean, just to give them a cushion. Nah, that joint was more like 36 it felt like out there today. But I tried to put my nice little spring jacket on. Dude, I was looking like a damn fool out there. Like, where's my North Face? Earmuffs? Vaseline
with
on
a light
face?
Spring jacket on.
That fool said Vaseline on his face.
Hey, I did that one today
whatever
to myself, so I can't even joke.
That's just because you need it. I'm just talking about.
Ooh.
Oh my! You know what? Your old tail needed. Oh, excuse me.
Shade.
Hey, we are
company.
Hey, we'll be back. Hey, it's the Social Lab. See you by the radio.
Back it up.
Cash money records taking over for the 99 in the 2000s. Dirty working with some back, yeah. Just back, yeah. Make it water spin his cash, yeah. It's last, yeah. Girls round with the fast, yeah. They bad, yeah. You can ride in the jag, yeah. With that, yeah. You can smoke a fire bag, yeah. Aggressive, yeah. Got the money I can flash, yeah. It's trash, yeah. I'm a bitch, I'm a player, yeah. Gun spray, yeah. A player, a flipper, yeah. Great filler, yeah. Like I be slinging wood, yeah. I'm out the hood, yeah. Let it be understood, yeah. It's all good, yeah. Got a dance, give me law, yeah. On the hard, yeah. Yeah.
for me. Stop playing, I'm trying to hit like a crash.
Don't start no shit, won't be no shit.
I can't take yo, won't see yo. Really see that snow, that Geo. Catch a hurry, get another like a Nino.
From it.
That mix right there, Fuego Boy, 9:15 p.m. here on TM Hammer Radio Live in the Social Lab, your girl Hot Chocolate, Madam CeeLo, Boston, Save James, and the General. It is Monday night, Money Monday, we call it here, but tonight our topic is touching on the NFL and others warning the state of Georgia over a religious freedom bill. 917-889-3926 is the number to weigh in. Remember to press 1 so the engineer knows that you want to actually weigh in and you're not just listening. And I think this topic tonight is, it's going to be an interesting one. It's going to be an interesting one.
House Bill 757, not to be mistaken for area code 757. House Bill 757, the Religious Liberty Bill. What is the hoopla? Listen, the Georgia legislature, the Senate specifically, this past Wednesday night passed a bill that would allow pastors, those who are shepherd over the sheep, all sheep is what I understood, or what I thought at least, but this bill would allow pastors to refuse to marry same-sex couples, permit churches and religious schools to refuse to host events for anyone who doesn't share the same belief, and allow faith-based employees to deny hiring someone for the same reason. For the same reason of what? For the same reason of being same-sex or just identified as gay, really. Opponents believe that the bill really is flat out discriminatory. I mean, I don't see how it isn't, but we're calling it religious liberty. Hey, jump on it. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. I think in 2016, really, that this is pretty stupid, right? I mean, it's like allowing, you know, people to deny handicapped people, you know, to come into their businesses because they have to use a ramp. You know, right. I don't have a ramp, so, you know, you can't come in my business because you're handicapped. That's what this sounds like, you know, to me. I'm a little taken aback that, you know, even Georgia, where the KKK does still exist, folks, I mean, so I'm just saying, like, still behind, even Georgia is still bucking diversity in 2016. It's kind of stupid to me. Especially, I don't know about you all, but have you been to the state capital of Georgia yet?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it seems pretty crazy that they would be... Yeah, right. It seems pretty crazy that this law would even be, like, up for discussion, you know, in the state of Georgia, where the state capital is Atlanta. Really?
Right. Of all places, right? What, to have this bill
doesn't
passed with all the debauchery that goes on within those perimeters. Yeah, it's kind of an oxymoron. Yeah.
I mean, to tell you the truth, it's not really that far from, you know, you compared it to, you know, banning handicapped people from coming into your establishment because they have to use a ramp. It's not that far from banning blacks from drinking
right
from the water fountain because they're black.
It's right there. I mean, it's nothing too short of discriminating, you know, against someone because their skin color you think is too dark.
Yep. They don't pass the paper bag test.
We're going backwards instead of forwards. I don't know how you all think, but I think Governor Nathan Deal has something on his hands to deal with. The governor really could veto this law that was just handed up to him to sign, and there's a lot of pressure from businesses all over the state, and clearly the NFL, who, man, I mean, is about to discuss the next round for the Super Bowl, right? And the NFL has weighed in about how they feel the state of Georgia is handling this. We'll talk about that and more. We got a sports report also coming out of the DMV tonight. We're talking about the NFL and others, you know, as they warn the state of Georgia against this religious freedom bill. It's a social left.
So fat, I need a lap dance. Somebody tell the waitress, bring some racks in. The strippers running to the pole when we back in. Off go, Trinidad, chains on my ass then.
It's me, yo. It's me, yo. Walk up in the business, I then I leave him. I be on that.
Yeah,
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 I be on that.
jacket, take it south. Please, ho. I feel sad, I heave, ho. Kill that dish, now grieve, ho. And don't expect no gift tomorrow. This ain't Christmas Eve, ho. I tell her like them pimps, we gon' get rich, you just believe, ho. I make them gator back the Ming coach a pet peeve, ho. I guess that's just me, ho. Asian chick named me, ho. Do her dish, do my beer. Then you come do me, ho. I be on that, represent where you born at.
Where you born at?
Real nigga, can't beat them, gotta join that.
Gotta join that.
Where my joint at?
Radio Live. Yo, it's Money Monday. Yep. Okay, we got Mr. Hyman in here, Hot Chocolate, Save James, and myself, Madam Boston. And we're talking about this religious freedom bill. And like I was expressing to everyone on the panel that they kind of confused me as to why it's even a big deal, you know. And so if you guys could finish explaining to me what the NFL's why would the NFL jump on top of this? Like they didn't jump on other subjects.
The idea that a government could impose any type of discriminatory legislation upon people is just ridiculous, I think, in 2016. But specifically,
right,
a bill that could target homosexual people, gays, lesbians, transgenders, for the right for pastors or religious leaders or faith-based entities to be able to turn anyone away and it be legal.
Okay,
I find that pretty, asinine personally, because
as
I stated earlier, I think that if it's approved, it sets precedent that it's okay to discriminate against any class of people further down the line,
right,
even handicapped,
right,
people or darker,
right,
skinned people or lighter skinned people. I mean, I think you're opening up the door for something that
for
could
a
be
lot
a,
of...
a avalanche in the future. That's just,
yes,
my personal opinion.
Yes,
right.
The spectrum is too wide. My feeling is, if you're going to pass a bill of that nature based on making it something faith or religion based, it needs to be more specific.
But the thing is that even if it is religious based, your religious status doesn't have 9 times out of 10 to do anything with your sexual orientation. That's like saying people that are gay can't believe in God, that they're one, you know, that one even exists. It's like, I get what you're saying now, and that's disgusting.
It's a taboo topic. It's sensitive. It's taboo.
Yeah.
It's uncomfortable. But at the end of the day, I don't think any of us can really judge, right? I mean, we can't,
right,
judge. I don't think religion has anything to do with it either. I truly don't. I don't think one thing has anything to do with the other.
Because isn't that like
the
Roman
in the Bible
faith
belt
and religion? Like,
you know, you're in the Bible belt out there in Georgia, though. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I mean.
But I'm trying to understand the foundation of the bill, right? I don't know enough about it. I'm thinking something happened where someone was sued, an organization was sued, and then they lobbied for the bill. Strictly, you know, to make sure that they protected themselves from a financial, you know, penalty. I'm sure that's
recourse,
where this bill,
right,
originated. I don't really know. But you're right. You're right. It is the Bible Belt.
That's what I'm saying. They're a little more overzealous out there in that region,
right, in that area, right, along the Bible
Belt,
it can get ridiculous.
They're a little overzealous when it comes to certain things, so, you know,
and
not
you know
making
what?
It right.
That also brings back to where, it was something I was talking about last week, where, like here in North Carolina, where then you have transgender, the LGBT community fighting to allow transgender people to, you know, go into whatever bathroom that they identify with. But
I don't agree with
it's
that.
Like you're looking at it just from one perspective. It's like they don't see the safety issues that come into play. Because you already have people that are, you know, waiting in bathrooms for women or kids or whatever. That's already going on. Not supposed to, but that's something that's already happening. So it's like it kind of opens up the gate on that side of it for people to pretend to be transgender just to get into, you know, a woman's bathroom or into a man's bathroom.
If you remember, maybe a year or so ago, during an adult topic, during adult talk, I have brought up that same situation. Remember when I said I was in the gym?
I remember.
And then I said there was a dude who I thought was a dude until I seen them in the locker room, and I was like, why does this dude have on a sports bra? And why are you in the men's locker room? And I was really confused on, should I say something or should I keep my peace as long as it's not, you know, ruffling any feathers of anybody. But it bothered me. It's like, yo, how you get off thinking that, you know, you can do that, B? I mean, I understand you may be wearing, you know, if you're wearing a strap on, that don't mean nothing, B. Like, as long as you can still birth children,
you still got to squat to use the bathroom.
Thank you.
Listen,
thank you.
You don't have to stand in front of the urinal.
Urinal. Hey. It hangs use a urinal.
They can't pee through their prosthetics.
That's what I'm saying, man.
8:30. You're inside the social lab. We got sports coming up with Save James right after this.
Hey, yo. This is the remix. I ain't say that in a minute. Miguel, Chris Montana, Bad Boy, yo, Test Smooth.
Straight face.
Check it out. Yo, your love is like perfection. Like perfection. My protection.
My protection.
My resurrection.
Let's rock.
I need it when I be stressing. You the ingredients to my blessing. Murdered the streets out, murdered the beach out. Jumped in convertible jeeps to peace out. Used to get you open, all gold bins. Gold ropes and gazelles with no lens.
Know that bad boy gang, cold as cocaine. Smooth like Coltrane, groovy like Soul Train.
I'll kick in the door, waving the 4-4. If I ever hear you say that you don't love me no more, Sean. Let's rock, don't stop, come on.
Oh yeah, you know we back, baby. Oh, and I can't wait to see your friend. Ooh, ooh, baby.
Like this, let's rock.
Big
round with your main squeeze. Watch her face freeze. Watch her by the 100, baby, they don't make these. Versace robe, Medusa, the lion head. True pimpin', no blue ribbon, just time red. And you can tell by the swag, baby. Shorty gon' bust it open for a bag, baby. Jump in the whip, dippin' for the haters. Hey, damn, why they wanna stick me for my paper? Lil' mama scooped me in the big body.
Come on.
Blew her back out, now she tellin' everybody. Montana. Ain't nothing like a bad boy remix.
Lady,
that's cool.
Don't let that affect us. No, baby.
PM out here on the East Coast and the Northeast and the Mid-Atlantic, whatever you want to call it, geographically. It's your boy, Save James. You're tuning in to TM Hyman Radio. We are the Social Lab. They are TM Hyman, Madam CeeLo Boston, and Sister Scott Hot Chocolate over there.
Yep.
Still
yep.
rocking with the best right here, y'all. Again, it's March 21st, and we had a pretty busy weekend in sports. Where shall I start? Well, let's keep it in consistency with the topic. Georgia's anti-gay bill that has passed, what was it, today, I believe, or over the weekend, is affecting the Super Bowl bids for the Atlanta Falcons. Now, there's going to be a topic at the owners' meeting that's going to be, you know, on a hot plate. Atlanta is in the midst of, Arthur Blank, the owner of the Falcons, in the midst of opening a $1.4 billion stadium.
Yep.
Called the Mercedes-Benz Dome out there. Okay.
Serious business.
The Mercedes-Benz Stadium. I don't know if it's going to, is it, do you know if it's a dome, T, since you out there schematically, logistically?
It's
a stadium. Oh, so it's open to, okay, so it's going to be open to the yeah. elements. And now they're looking for bids for the 2019 and the 2020 Super Bowl. So that's not going to be announced until next year, 2017, who has it. But they're in competition with Miami and one other team. I can't remember which one it is. But I know they're in competition with Miami for, I want to say San Diego, but I could be wrong with that, for the Super Bowl of 2019 and 2020. With this looming over their heads and being in the back burner, we don't know what's going to come out of this ultimately. RG3, he visits with the Browns for 2 days. So normally, statistically, the show, if you visit with a team for a full weekend, they wine you and dine you, and you stay for the second day, there's a good possibility that you might sign with them. So if that happens, remember where you heard it first. The NFL is also looking for a China game by 2018. You know they already made it out to London. They have one in Mexico, and now they're trying to go global far east into China now. So pay attention to that. See if that happens. And also, on a sad note, the Ravens mourn the loss of a defensive back, Trey Williams, 23 years old. He had a dirt bike accident in Florida over the weekend. Sad to hear this news, but, you know, I'm sorry that I had to go down with this. Fellas, those motorcycles sometimes ain't good friends to you sometimes, man. You know, they have a mind of their own. Let's try to keep that in mind for the future, man. You know, somebody had to suffer because of this now. In the NBA, the chase for 73, Golden State, went through San Antonio Saturday, and they came out with an L. Their record is now 62-7. They still have about a 48% chance of getting the record of 73 to beat the 96 Bulls. They lost 87-79. They didn't even score 80 points in this game. That goes to show you what kind of clamps that they put on those boys out there. Really what they did was they just challenged every three-point shot. They didn't let anybody get any open looks because they know once they start shooting the threes and they start dropping, it's a wrap. Dwight Howard got caught putting stick'em on a basketball against the Hawks over the weekend also. There's buzzing on a ban, but there's no solidarity to that notion just yet. TNT sports broadcaster Craig Sager, the gentleman that wears all of the eccentric blazers from game to game, says his cancer is no longer in remission and is back.
Oh,
this
wow.
This is his third time battling leukemia since he's been diagnosed in 2014. We want to send good vibrations and prayers for Craig Sager because we know that demon called cancer has no discrimination on who he or she affects. So let's keep our thoughts up for Craig Sager, man. Good dude. NCAA. Everybody's bracket was busted by Friday evening. Just like I told you, the reason why I did not year because there was no prohibitive favorite who I think was going to run away with it in order for me to feel comfortable enough to fill it out. Normally, I'm a UConn dude. I'll pick UConn riding all the way out, but they were kind of middle of the road this year, so I didn't really bother with them. The Sweet 16 is set in the Southern region. Kansas got Maryland. Miami has Villanova. In the Western region, Oregon has Duke. Texas A&M has Oklahoma. In the Eastern region,
UNC has Indiana, Notre Dame has Wisconsin. In the Midwest, University of Virginia has Iowa State, and Gonzaga has Syracuse. And the top bracket busters of this weekend, the award go to Stephen F. Austin over West Virginia in the first round, Hawaii over California in the first round, Yale over Baylor in the first round, and, of course, the Coup de Grace, Middle Tennessee State over who I thought was about to win the title or be close in the Final Four, Michigan State. You see what I'm saying? This is why I didn't fill one out this year, for that reason alone. Had no faith in anybody. I just thought Michigan State was the strongest going in, looking the strongest going in because of how they won the Big Ten. But apparently, right, I was wrong. And I tell you guys, you got a better chance of getting struck by lightning than winning the damn thing outright. Promise you.
Hey, listen, don't try.
Lastly,
everything.
In tennis,
right.
In tennis, the BNP Paribas Open, that's kind of like, I guess, a second shelf, you know, tournament or whatever. You really don't hear too much about this next to the Open and Australian and all stuff like that. But Victoria Azarenka beat Serena Williams in straight set, 6-4, 6-4. Serena had about 30 unforced errors, which didn't help her cause. Now, in the wake of all of this, the CEO of the Indian Wells company out there that hosts this tournament, Raymond Moore, went on record to say that the WTA, which is the Women's Tennis Association, needs to get on their knees every day and thank God for Rafael Nadal and Roger Federer because they are riding the coattails of the men's
coattails.
Yo.
Yeah, he's bugging.
No decisions.
Yo,
no decisions. They make no decisions.
He said no decisions.
He said they make no decisions.
They make, yo, I mean, are you kidding me? Son went ham sandwich on him. Like,
he really did.
Where do you get all... Yeah, I'm talking about, like, this was still in the 50s, dude. Like, they still ain't got the right to vote yet type stuff.
You know what?
You know what I mean?
Get him out.
But if you look at it, if you look at his face, he looked like he had too much shot of some whiskey when he was talking. So, you know, that may have been that truth serum that he had in him. You know everybody gets that truth serum.
Baby oil.
Yeah. You never know what's going to be said. And he might have got caught out there. You know what I'm saying? Sobered up the next morning, said, what the hell did I just do? What did I say? Publicist was calling him crazy off the hook. Said, you better apologize, fool.
Why?
Everybody come back to this thing.
Or Serena come get you.
For somebody to come kick you in the ass with them thick ass legs. That's one person I would not let kick me in the ass. Them big ass legs right there. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. She gonna donkey kick you now.
And that, both of them. That's what I'm saying. Drop kick you like Rickety Dragon Steamboat did. Yo, that was your sports report, March 21st. Back to you guys in the studio.
Hey, it's 9:40.
Trying to keep it up don't seem so simple. I just
TM Hour Radio Live. It is Money Monday.
That's right.
It is 8:48 p.m. in New Salem and 4:48 a.m. in Adibaba. And 8:48 p.m. here on the East Coast. Yeah, y'all like that, right? Everybody's in the middle, figure it out.
Yeah.
We've been talking about the NFL and others warning, you know, that the state of Georgia could be going too far with this religious bill. So that's pretty much what our dialogue has been this evening. If you missed it, of course, you know you can check us out 20 minutes after we go off air. And that was a good sports segment too, Sabe. I like that. That was pretty dope.
Yeah, hey, and speaking of sports, I mean, you talked about the Mercedes-Benz Stadium, you know, and it is an essential part of what's happening in the state of Georgia, specifically in the metropolitan Atlanta area. That stadium alone, and it's not even complete yet, it's 1.4, as you stated, has already landed Atlanta the college football championship game in 2018, as well as the NCAA Final Four in 2020. Atlanta had the NFL's Super Bowl back in 1994 and in 2000. Subsequent bids failed to gain approval because they thought the city would be in a much stronger position if they replaced that old stadium, the Georgia Dome, which is going down as soon as the doors open up at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. The Georgia Dome goes down.
What part of Atlanta they building it in, if you don't mind me asking real quick? You know what part?
Downtown. It's downtown.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Where they got the space for that downtown?
You would be amazed. It's right behind like the CNN building over there with Phillips.
Wow.
Yeah,
there was a lot of unused land that was going to rot and waste over there.
So it's not that far from the original Georgia Dome then, if it's over by the CNN building.
No, it's right there. It's right by.
Yeah,
I'm
about to say,
it's got to
be right next to it. Yeah,
Georgia Dome.
It's right next to it then. Yeah, I'm about to say, it's right next to the original Georgia Dome then. Yeah. Okay.
Right off the train. Okay. Off the train. What is that called anyway? Is that a train or is that a like light?
MARTA.
MARTA. Yeah. What is that?
Yeah.
It's a train.
The train system out there. Yeah.
Okay.
And bus.
Was it a train? All right.
Proceed.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've been talking about this interesting law, 757, coming out of the Georgia State Senate. It's on the desk of Governor Nathan Beal tonight. And I said Beal, it's Deal, D-E-A-L. Governor Nathan Deal's desk. And the question is, you know, should the governor sign this bill that's going to put so much, I think, at risk in the state of Georgia, specific to business? You're talking about production companies that have spent hundreds of millions and who spend hundreds of millions and who come and plan to continue to spend hundreds of millions in film production. Listen, I was coming home one day last week. I live in the perimeter area of Atlanta. Coming home last week and the signs are everywhere. So it's nothing to see signs talking about production is underway. What I noticed was what appeared to be a bank, but the bank isn't normally there. A fake bank had been constructed. The name of the bank was Perimeter Bank. There were signs telling you that there was going to be filming up and down the street. What I found out was that they were shooting for a film called Baby Driver that stars Jamie Foxx. They reenacted a car chase scene from a bank as a part of the movie. Listen, that kind of stuff happens all over Metro Atlanta. You're talking about, you know, the employment of thousands of people. A law that's so discriminatory, like a religious bill that gives a preacher the right to deny someone from a place of worship is ridiculous. ridiculous in 2016. If you'd like to weigh in before we get up out of here, jump on at 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Now, let's be real about this thing, right? Let's be real. We all have attended a church, a temple, a mosque at some point in our lives.
Yeah. Yes.
Are we turned off by people that do not believe the same way we believe, but they are sitting in the same place of worship? Are we disturbed by that?
Yes.
What do you mean by that? No, say that clearly. What do you mean by that?
I know it wasn't clear, so I will clarify. It wasn't meant to be unclear. We all attend a place of worship. There are people that are different. There are people that look different. They may smell different. That their concepts, their beliefs may be different, but they're in the same place of worship. Are you disturbed by someone who looks different, believes different, but they're in your space? Or what you identify as your space, which should be an open door for all.
Now listen, I put it to you like this. I'll be the first to admit that, yes, that I would say no, I particularly don't agree with certain decisions that some people make, but that's their prerogative. I don't believe in certain avenues of life people tend to lead. Okay, just to keep things politically correct. All right, I don't believe in it, I don't agree with it, and I don't promote it. But if that's what you want to do, do you. I have no heaven or hell to put you into or cast you down into. So my opinion really is worth a hill of beans on how I feel. I just, you know, like I said, everybody should, you know, everybody seeking God or seeking, you know, a higher power, by all means. I admonish that you have that connection. But I'm just saying, you know what I mean, if those that, you know, it's up to the pulpit really to set the tone, and if they're going to stand strong behind the tenets of what they choose to believe in the Bible or whatever like that, how they choose to run things, I'll say do it in a loving manner, but at the same time, you need to be, you know, stay in your position. If you feel a certain way, if you feel against it, you know, there's a way you can express it without being offensive.
I think what you just stated at the latter is essential, right? I mean, because I think as individuals, you have a right to believe the way you want to believe, as I have a right to believe the way I want to believe. But I think what you said at the end is what we're missing here. And clearly what Georgia legislators are missing, you can take a position. But when you put religion on it, you have to at least demonstrate love in the midst of stating your position.
Exactly. Absolutely. That's why I said yes. That's why I said I had a problem, because I don't have a problem with people having, you know, I don't care what your sexual orientation is or any of that. The problem I have is when you go into these places, no one should be judged coming through those doors. No one. And no one can be the judge that are behind those doors. I have a problem when people are made to feel out of place because of maybe the way that they dress or smell or, you know, what have you.
Yeah.
But it's like, okay, if the church is there, the church, synagogue, or what have you, is there for the sick. It's not for the well. And for the people that are well in there, you know, kudos to them, but their job is to be that safe space. You know what I mean? Like, regardless of what your orientation is or how much money you have or what have you. That's why I said yes. I have a problem with the judgment that goes on.
That's what I'm talking about with
people that are different cross those thresholds and how they're
Boston,
treated.
That's what
yeah.
Boston. That's what I'm kind of agreeing. Gene, you got to jump in too. But Boston, I'm trying to agree. I'm agreeing with T saying your definition of well may be different from the next person's.
And that,
of course,
I think
just
that's,
like
that's,
sick. Sick
that's
is a all right.
Let Gina talk.
That promoted my silence because I didn't understand what she meant by it's not for the well.
Well, because no one in there, nobody in there has it all together.
That's the point.
Nobody
it's
in
it's
there.
Like some
you know, it's like nobody's coming in there for
there.
Nothing. Like, you're supposed to be working
some
on your relationship
in there
God and fellowship
have
and so
to be
forth.
Wounded healers. Some people that are in there have to be wounded healers. You know what I mean? So not everybody's well in the general aspect of what the term may mean.
Spiritually,
okay.
You know what I mean? That's what I mean by that, not well, like spiritually well or even maybe physically well or what have you. But everyone's there for a different reason. Everybody's there to be fed in a different way.
All right. And with that, we will see you guys on Wednesday.
Okay. Whatever you do, do it well.
TM Hyman Radio, Social Lab.
That's right.
Good night, y'all.
Hey, good show. Definitely a good show. Get up out of here.
No sleep, South Beach. Call us the Windows Ticket.
Wiki.
Y'all front. Y'all like y'all don't want those glasses or nothing, dude. This is free we talking about.
I want mine. I want a cute pair.
Stay playing, y'all. Nobody calls them.
See him behind the live, see him behind the live, see him behind the live, stuff radio